Both Wisconsin and Minnesota are facing budget deficits of around $5 billion. Governor Doyle says that given the two states' proximity, their similar populations, histories, and cultures, it made sense to work together to find ways to cut government spending. Doyle says one area they'll look for savings is in all the goods and equipment they purchase.
This goes from everything from road salt to software licenses to bulldozers. And if our prisons are serving the same thing for lunch on Tuesday, and we can buy those ingredients together, we will save money.
Both governors say the two states will also look at sharing state facilities and vehicles when it makes sense. Pawlenty, a Republican, approached Doyle, a Democrat, about this collaboration last month. Pawlenty says he wants the states to take a broad approach.
There isn't pride of ownership in these things. If there is something that Wisconsin is doing better, that Minnesota is not doing as well or isn't doing at all, it makes sense for us to try to partner with Wisconsin and leverage their capabilities.
For example, Pawlenty said Wisconsin had invested heavily in new computer software for its Medicaid system, and it might make sense for Minnesota to pay to use that software rather than build its own from the ground up. The governors want their administrations to come up with short-term recommendations by the end of February. Neither Doyle nor Pawlenty would say how much money they hope to save. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.